This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was arrested at a Moscow airport Sunday. Now other countries are responding and calling for his release. France's foreign minister called for the immediate release of the Kremlin critic. Foreign ministry spokeswoman Agnès van der Meul said in a statement, "The country is very concerned, and quote, with its European partners, it is following the situation with the utmost vigilance and call for his immediate release." U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's aide also responded, saying Navalny should be released and, quote, the perpetrators of the outrageous attack on his life must be held accountable. The president-elect's incoming National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the Kremlin's attacks on Mr. Navalny are not just a violation of human rights, but an affront to the Russian people who want their voices heard. Navalny returned to Russia Sunday after spending 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. The arrest was widely expected because Russia's prison service said he had violated parole terms from a suspended sentence on a 2014 embezzlement conviction. President-elect Biden is planning to lay out a positive, optimistic vision for the country in his inaugural address on Wednesday. A key aide said on Sunday that he will, quote, try to turn the page on the divisiveness and the hatred of the last 4 years under outgoing President Donald Trump. That was from Kate Bedingfield, Biden's incoming communications director, who told ABC's This Week that the new U.S. leader will lay out a path forward. She went on and said she believes that is what Americans want, a government focused on doing right. This is VOA.